It's on Second Thought. I'm Kathy Lohr in for Celeste Headlee. All this hour, we're talking about presidential inaugurations. In just a few hours, U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts will administer the oath to Donald Trump on the steps of the Capitol building. You can bet there's been a lot of prep work in the weeks leading up to the event. Tom Barrack is chairman of Trump's inaugural committee, which means he's organized 19 events over 6 days. Speaking with Fox News, Barrack said Donald Trump doesn't want a big fancy inauguration, but a quick one.
We need to thank the people who were faithful to us. We need to encourage those who weren't. But do it simply, do it quickly, do it elegantly, and let's get back to work.
Barrack adds Trump has been overseeing the inaugural plans and asking for constant updates.
He wants to know the color of the napkins, where's the linen, how many people are coming, what's the playlist. And I said, could you go back and just manage the free world and leave me alone?
Planning an inauguration is quite a task. And one of the people who knows that is A.D. Frazier, who managed Jimmy Carter's 1977 inauguration.
Would you place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right hand and repeat after me? I, Jimmy Carter, do solemnly swear.
I, Jimmy Carter, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
Following the ceremony and his inaugural address, President Jimmy Carter and his wife Rosalynn did something no other president had done before. They walked down Pennsylvania Avenue to the White House. A.D. Frazier was watching from behind the scenes. He joins me on the line from Blue Ridge, Georgia, to share his memories of that day. Welcome, A.D.
Hi, Kathy. It's good to hear your voice.
Great to hear you. So can you tell us what is involved in planning and managing a presidential inauguration?
Well, I can tell you what I remember. Keep in mind that when the election takes place in November, you only have 2.5 months to plan this entire thing. And that involves organizing a parade, organizing military, organizing bands, organizing who's going to ride, organizing the attendance by the legislature, or the Congress and the Senate and the Supreme Court. All of those things have to happen, and we want it to be a festive, celebratory opportunity for the nation to meet the new president, James Earl Carter.
And was it a festive celebration?
It was hugely festive. It was hugely cold, too. Desperately cold, and he and she walked down Pennsylvania Avenue as if nothing was wrong. One good thing about, many good things about Jimmy Carter, who remains a close friend and I respect him so much, he insisted, little did I know that I had to deal with this, he insisted that no ticket to any event be more than $25.
His goal was to be a president of the people, right?
Well, that's right, and $25. So if you could have a front row seat or a back row seat, it's going to cost you $25. Well, that's terrific until you divide the amount of tickets into the amount of revenue you need to put the thing on. And we were dreadfully short. As we had inaugural balls. We planned an eighth one at the last minute, so we had 8 inaugural balls. Metro was free during that period of time. Public events were huge, a number of public events. So it really was a people's inaugural, and President Carter went out of his way to make it so.
For all the worry about money, as it turns out, after the inauguration, the Carter administration ended up with a lot of money left over, about $1 million.
$1 million. That's a lot of money. So what President Carter did was he set it up in an inaugural trust account to promote future inaugural events or the like. Ultimately, we rolled it into the Emory Trust Fund. So that's where those funds reside today. But we did make $1 million. And that was, frankly, unheard of.
What was it like booking talent and musicians for the inauguration? I recall Aretha Franklin was there and Linda Ronstadt.
How easy is it to give a young child a donut?
People were flocking to do this.
Clamoring. Huh. Clamoring. And it was just great fun because we had the pick of the litter, pick of all the talent we wanted, and Carter made sure there was every style of music present, there was something for everyone there.
Let's listen to a clip from Jimmy Carter giving his inauguration speech.
I believe America can be better we can be even stronger than before. Let our recent mistakes bring a resurgent commitment to the basic principles of our nation. For we know that if we despise our own government, we have no future.
This is something, A.D., is this not something we might hear today?
You might very well hear it today, but I doubt it. I think the country wanted a change, and Jimmy Carter was the man to fill the bill. And he, I was there in his hotel suite when Mississippi put him over the top. From that moment, and in fact all the time leading up to it, in his preparation of his political life, he was trying to set an example, set a higher standard for everyone, including his staff, including all the people in government. And to some extent, he succeeded. Sometimes we stumbled. But I don't get the same feeling of selflessness about this inaugural. Yes, it's a time when people are disappointed with the past. Yes, it's a time they desperately want change, and they're going to get it. This is definitely not going to be the people's inaugural. This is going to be an expensive one for anybody to attend.
Well, I want to thank you. That's A.D. Frazier. He managed President Jimmy Carter's inauguration ceremony back in 1977.
Thank you, Kathy.